After I worked for Walter Mondale in 1984 as a national advance person, I was selected to be part of the 1990 Mandela USA tour, and I helped to coordinate an event at the Metropolitan AME Church in Washington for the just recently released Nelson Mandela and Winnie Mandela. And it's very difficult, Mary Beth, in 2013 to express what it meant when Nelson Mandela came to America after that experience, and just the overall just joy of having his release celebrated in America, and just the crowd, the throngs of crowd, black, white, everyone coming out to celebrate his release. I can tell you, having met him, what a peaceful, having spent 28 years in prison, Mary Beth, going through at Robben Island some of the most horrific things he went through, what a peaceful man he was. Just in his presence, you just felt a calm and a peace.
Yeah, I mean, it's really incredible how he was able to come through that and sort of still turn the tide in that country with great grace.
And Mary Beth, the fact that he put together something called a Reconciliation Commission, where he basically gave total amnesty to all of the white South Africans for all of what they did in terms of violence to black South Africans, for the sake, Mary Beth, of starting anew, to not having a revenge and revenge violence. And a lot of people don't understand that he really set the foundation for the peace that we see now in South Africa.
Yeah, I just want to give people sort of the a picture of the enormity of what he did, and just your thoughts about, you know, what he will mean to the world for years to come.
What he laid as a foundation was first someone who tried peacefully. The ANC, African National Congress, Mary Beth, was a peaceful organization, very much like the NAACP, but as they were set upon with violence by the South African government, they then resorted themselves to violence, and then he was arrested. But when he came out, instead of him calling for more violence, he really laid the foundation for a peaceful approach to a peaceful South Africa, and that's why he overwhelmingly won the presidential vote when he ran for president in South Africa. And I mean, folks know about what he did with the rugby team, and it's now an ESPN special, where he used the sport of rugby to bring white and South Africans together in a way they never had been before.
Yeah, C4, just quickly, can you just talk about, because your family is so important to the equal rights struggle in this country, can you just compare what was happening in South Africa with what was happening here and how they relate?
The African National Congress modeled its organization after the NAACP family found back in the early 1900s. And so they patterned their peace approach to changing government from laws to that particular practice. It then, like I say, became violent as the situation escalated in terms of government violence. But my grandparents, we all respected Nelson Mandela for his stance while he was in prison. And, of course, I got a chance, like I say, I'm honored to have said I met the man when he came out.
Yeah, what was it like to be in his presence?
I'm going to say again, just when you see a man who has been through what he has been through, 28 years of, I mean, some of the most horrific things in the world happened to him and others in prison, and to be as peaceful and as forgiving and welcoming, it was truly, Mary Beth, like being in the presence of someone who was just, he set the tone for just being at ease. You didn't feel like any tension when you were around him.